We've seen examples throughout this program of how important it is to help our clients investigate the emotions that often lie beneath their blaming tendency. Now, doing this can be tricky in general, but it can be especially challenging when you're working with blame within couples, because often each partner might be trying to keep difficult emotions tucked away, hidden from each other. So how can we get them to see the emotions that they need to help one another with? Dr. Ellen Bader has an interactive technique designed to help couples and even individual clients turn the focus of change onto themselves instead of on someone else. Ellen explains.
I keep a whiteboard in my office. So I'll get up to the whiteboard and I'll say, every person, and this is everybody in therapy, not in therapy, everybody has things we do that are ineffective when we're under stress. And some of those things might be, and I'll give some examples, they might be we blame, we yell, we get sarcastic, we criticize, we withdraw, we run away. And I say, so let's just brainstorm a list of all the ineffective things that people do. We're not talking about you yet, we're just talking about people. So let's brainstorm a list of all the ineffective things that you can think of that people do when they're under stress. And so I get a big long list up on my board. And then I'll say, let's also brainstorm a list of effective things that people can do when they're triggered or when they're under stress. And I give some examples like, you know, you can be curious, you can ask questions, you can take a deep breath, you can ask for a time out, you can be empathic. So I give some examples and then I'll say, so let's brainstorm as long of a list as we can think of all the effective things that people can do when they're under stress.
Then Ellen gives her clients a handout with three concentric circles on it. There are two layers surrounding a core. Now, in the layer surrounding the core, she asks her clients to write down some of the common and effective coping mechanisms from the list they use. Then in the outer layer, they write down a few strategies they could use that might be even more effective than their current strategies. And finally, Ellen uses this exercise to point out that we all have a vulnerable core, and most of us have a protective layer of ineffective strategies that surround it. But we also have an outer layer of healthier strategies. If only we could stretch ourselves into that layer. I'll let Ellen explain a bit more.
So, for example, when you feel fear, you may get aggressive. You may get angry. You may get blaming. And so let's spend some time now talking about the vulnerable feelings that are hard for you personally to show or to share. And like, so what I've done indirectly is I've made it about people first, not about them. I've been upfront about my own things that I do. And so I'm getting down in black and white so that they can actually, by the time we're done with this, they can take it home and put it on a mirror, refrigerator, on their desk or whatever, something they can look at. And I'm indirectly exposing the vulnerability that they're afraid of.
So Ellen's technique can be uniquely effective in two ways. Number one, it helps make it feel safe enough for clients to explore their vulnerabilities in the first place. And number two, it empowers clients to start being able to replace blame with more effective ways of coping and being in relationship. Now, to make it even easier for you to apply this in your work, we've created a handout of Ellen's concentric circle exercise. Check it out. It's included right there in the bonus session. In the next bonus, we'll go step by step with Peter Fonagy to see how he helps restore a blamer's ability to mentalize. I'll see you there.